can I?
I will just start the second part, and then I will allow you to speak under next agenda item, which is related to the factual summary. Dear delegates, we will now turn to the draft chairman's factual summary circulated yesterday in document npt/conf.2020/pc.2/crp.3. I thank you all again for your advice and support in the preparation of this summary. As I announced yesterday, it is my intention to submit the draft chairman's factual summary as a working paper under the sole responsibility of the chair. Delegations have brought to my attention a few typographical errors. The secretariat is taking note of those, and they will be corrected in the version to be issued as a working paper. With those technical fixes, I regard this working paper as final. Before I open the floor for any comments, I would like to announce that I have also prepared Chairman's reflection on the state of the NPT. This short paper has been submitted as a conference document under the sole responsibility of the chair. It is already available on the Paper Smart portal. It contains my own personal views on the current situation related to the treaty's implementation and its condition. It builds on and should be seen as a continuation of practice initiated by the chair of the first PrepCom, Ambassador Henk Cor van der Kwast, who also submitted his own reflections towards 2020. Now, turning back to the question of chair's summary, in my factual summary, I have attempted to distill what have been comprehensive and in-depth deliberations on the treaty. These deliberations, including many useful for ideas for how to bolster its effectiveness and strengthen its implementation across all three pillars. It was my intention that my summary be as objective and accurate as possible in reflecting our debate. I hope it will contribute to the successful conclusion of this review cycle. As has been repeatedly referenced throughout this session, our discussions have been held in a deteriorating security environment that is becoming increasingly complex. Discussions have nevertheless managed to be both frank and constructive. Now I will open the floor for delegations that want to provide comments or in interventions. Delegations are encouraged to make brief comments, not exceeding 5 minutes, and representatives speaking on behalf of a group of states are encouraged to deliver statements that do not exceed 8 minutes. Now I give the floor to the distinguished representative of Iran. Excellency, you have the floor.